talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
It's ETF of the week time, and that means Tom Lydon is in the house. Tom, of course, is the editor at ETF Trends. And if you want information on exchange-traded funds from soup to nuts, everything you could need to know about them, plus you want to learn what Tom likes or dislikes and why, then go to ETFtrends.com. They're on Twitter at ETFtrends, and Tom is on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. But right now, he's on Money Life. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck.
Our ETF of the week is
the Legg Mason International Low Volatility High Dividend ETF, ticker symbol LVHI.
LVHI, Legg Mason International Low Volatility High Dividend. I can certainly understand why low volatility high dividend in any combination is appealing. But there's a lot of talk about how high dividend stocks have gotten and whether or not they're due for a fall. So why this ETF now?
Well, that point, let's cover that first. First of all, there's questions about all the money that's been going into high dividend, high quality dividend type stocks and the ETFs and mutual funds that represent them. However, when you look at the data, they are not overbought compared to regular stocks that don't offer high dividends. So, number one, I'm glad you brought that up, Chuck. Number two, the international markets, especially in the ETF space, haven't really had a lot of offerings regarding high dividend and low volatility. Legg Mason, who is a great manager, been around for a long time, and somewhat new to the ETF world, found that this was an area that they really felt need to be served. So what they've done is created this new ETF. Again, it's fairly new. So we're just getting going. So this is one of these things that we're talking about from an education standpoint. But the key is look back on what happened after the financial crisis and the U.S. went through that quantitative easing stage. As it went through that and introduced quantitative easing, bond yields were depressed. So investors turned to high-yielding stocks as an alternative. We've gone through that period already here in the U.S., and that's why a lot of people are wondering, is it overbought? However, overseas, where we continue to see more quantitative easing, many are saying that it might just be in the early stages. So if you like the idea about low volatility, high dividend stocks, it doesn't mean that they have to be in the U.S. There are some great opportunities overseas, and although people don't necessarily feel as positive about overseas markets as our market, well, just look back and remember what happened after the financial crisis and after we had a lot of quantitative easing and it just climbed a wall of worry for 6 years. We're probably in a similar situation overseas right now. So great dividend quality stocks overseas. And remember, with an ETF, it's a discipline. It's not as though there's a manager picking the stocks. It's the fact that there's certain criteria that are dictated and selected for participation within the index. And that's something that we need to pay attention to. That's one of the reasons why some of these domestic offerings have done so well.
Is this a 200-day moving average play, or is this something, because we're talking about an international play in dividend stocks, which would sound, for most people, like a cornerstone piece of the portfolio, is this change and move a big chunk of the portfolio here and keep it in all conditions, or is this a trend play?
Well, it's really an education play because it's so new. It's so new that it doesn't have a moving average, number one. But number two, it's one of those things, Chuck, where from time to time, you and I will look at all the different offerings that are out there in the ETF world. And I think today, a couple things. Number one, there's a demand for dividend yield because fixed income yields are so low. A lot of the dividend-paying stocks are paying a heck of a lot more than the 20 and 30-year treasury.
Mm-hmm.
And you've also got the opportunity for growth. So that's something to think about. On top of that, the average investor is way under-allocated overseas. 57% of global market capitalization is outside the U.S. However, the average investor in the U.S. has only 12% allocated overseas. So if you fall into that basket, you might want to consider diversifying a little bit more overseas. And if you're looking for yield, here's an opportunity. Now, because there's not a 200-day average, it's not a trend-following play. This is really an opportunity that if you're looking to move some of your domestic allocation overseas, here's a way to go. Or if you do have an allocation overseas, but it's more volatile and it doesn't pay as much of a dividend, and now you're at the point in your life where you're looking for more yield, here's an alternative for you.
Yeah, and I should have paid attention to the fact that it didn't have a long moving average because it was launched at the end of July.
Oh, my mistake.
Yeah, but the other side here is this is one of those asset choices that people can make and decide if they want to do it. And that's going to make it interesting. And maybe we'll revisit this one when there is a 200-day moving average.
Absolutely. And, you know, again, the whole choice in the ETF world just keeps on getting better. So don't always be just happy with what you've got. It just every week we really have a blast talking about new ETF offerings and the way you can enhance the returns in your portfolio.
Absolutely. And the way you can enhance your returns right now would be to check out, for informational purposes at least, the Legg Mason International Low Volatility High Dividend ETF, ticker LVHI. Tom, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Chuck.
Tom Lydon, everybody. He's the editor at ETF Trends. For more information, ETFTrends.com. On Twitter, at ETF Trends. Tom's on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon.